This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck, if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
The question is, how many more times do we have to see law enforcement get abused from the people they serve and from the people who supervise them? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. You're listening to 7-5 Radio. How are we doing today, Walter?
I'm pretty well, my friend, pretty well. It's nice down here in South Tennessee. How about up there in D.C. there? How's it up there?
The weather's nice. The heat finally subsided. My AC is no longer running 24/7. So it's a nice sunny day. But anyways, well, let's get back down to brass tacks. There were no murders, law enforcement officers, this week in the U.S. of A. However, we wish to mourn the loss of the New York City Police Department. They served the five boroughs for 174 years. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, this week there's a video that went viral where two different incidents, two different sets of officers were assaulted. An assault, in layman's term, is unlawful touching. You did not give somebody permission to touch you. It could be with a sledgehammer, or it could be with a feather. But anyways, first we go up to Harlem. Two officers was effecting arrest with the guy driving a car, and people are throwing buckets of water on these officers. And they did next to nothing. Then Dateline Brooklyn, two other officers were doing something, where they were interacting with the public, and they absolutely got pummeled with buckets of water. And the situation in Brooklyn is a lot worse versus the situation in Harlem, because the two cops in Harlem were trying to get somebody under arrest in their custody. But the two cops in Brooklyn just were walking away, getting water thrown on them, getting the buckets thrown on them, and they did absolutely nothing. Well, what's your take first and foremost? Because I got a lot of things I want to say, but I don't want to hog the spotlight. What's your take on this incident?
Well, at first I was speechless. You know, couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then you know, I'm trying to find out what the hell is going on in this incident, and you really can't tell what's going on except just like what you said. You know, they were assaulted, water, but be that as it may, it doesn't matter, like you said, if it's water or if it's a rock or gunfire. First of all, the public is getting away with murder in the attacks on law enforcement all over the world. This is a specific incident that's been seen all over the world. I mean, this thing went viral. This thing is huge. And the two officers, you know, it looked like they were kind of giggling and just walking away, trying to look cool, and buckets of water were being dumped over their head. And listen, I said this on social media the other day, man. You know, I did some stuff to burn the shield of the NYPD, and, you know, I'll never stop feeling the way I feel about that situation that I put myself in and the police department. But holy, you know what? This is just disgusting. This is just disgusting. I mean, there's no way in the world that any law enforcement officer should allow this to happen to him or her. Well, these days, him, her, or that.
It.
To be embarrassed publicly to the point where people are laughing at you. And I'm not one that's laughing, and I know you're not one that's laughing because it's different. You know, we've been there. But how in the world can these officers show their face anywhere, let alone their own command, let alone on their own streets, you know, where they work? You know, once you get owned by the public or somebody, once you get owned by them, there's no turning back to get respect. You know, it's like, you know, again, you know, I'm speechless. I just don't know why in the world anybody, you know, friend or foe, law enforcement or not, would allow this to happen and just walk away. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in these guys, in this command, while their commanding officer was dressing them down. If he dressed them down, because it seems that dressing people down these days in any form is wrong. And if you're a different color of the person, you're racist and wrong. But these two fellas, you know, they look pretty young, must be new in their career. And, you know, it's a hard one to swallow. You need a lot of water to put this one down, pardon the pun, but you it's really tough to swallow. I'm saying a lot of arms because I got a lot to say about this, but I think that would be best suited on a different type of forum. So you just go ahead and fly with this, my friend, and let me let the guys listen to you, what you have to say about this. Maybe I could pick up pointers.
Right. Again, we're both of us speechless. I mean, if you look at the blog post, the title is just speechless. Now, we don't like to Monday morning quarterback for officers' action or inaction, but when we do, it's usually to justify the officers' actions taken. For example, a couple years ago on the political cesspool, I was talking about Eric Casebolt and how he was involved in a situation with a bunch of Utes at a pool, and he drew his weapon because he was a threat trying to get a juvenile in custody, and when the threat was gone, he holstered his weapon. Also, here on 75 Radio, we talked about the tactics of a transit police officer in the District of Columbia. So, you know, but we're talking based on our experience in the streets. Now, in Harlem, the incident with the cops taking the perp into custody up in Harlem looked like a traffic stop, I guess. I didn't see anybody pull out a radio call for 85. And we're coming to our first break. We're going to talk more about the total disrespect and lack of tactical awareness from New York's finest when we come back. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, Dwayne.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, Walter Yerkew and myself. We have no guests today because we're just talking about the total breakdown of the New York City police departments. Like Walter was saying before, we both loved the New York City police departments. We did things that we're not proud of that got us released from the New York City police department. And if we could, we'd go back, do our 20 plus. And serve honorably with the New York City Police Department, but you know, us being former members of the New York City Police Department, that's something nobody can take that away. But anyways, back to the assault on the cops. Like I said before, the first incident in Harlem, cops were arresting a perp. They did not pull out their radios for 1085. There's no cover. Nobody was, the cops weren't looking around, making sure, tactical advantage or anything. They just had that tunnel vision where they're trying to just put the perp in cuffs. I mean, you know, sometimes you need 2, 3, 4 people to get these people in cuffs because most people, unlike you see on Law and Order, they don't want to go to jail. But the second situation in Brooklyn was just, the cops just gave up. I mean, there's no tactics whatsoever. No defensive stance, no cover, no concealment, no weapons drawn, no radio for help. As they're walking away, the cops had the back turned to people throwing things on you, and the cops were just total female dogs. In my training and Walter's training, we were taught never to give up. Don't let the bad guy get the upper hand. Don't get in a situation you can't get of. When you show up on that scene, you are in charge, nobody else. Sometimes there's situations where, you know, we're on the scene, we're the lead officer, and the boss will show up, and guess what? We're still handling the situation as a police officer, and the boss is there to assist, or sometimes he's a recorder. I mean, that's just the way it is. If somebody has the situation in hand, you know, a good boss won't just walk in and say, all right, I'll take it from here. But most situations in police work does usually go from zero to crap in no time because, again, it's not like Law and Order. It's not like the police academy. Okay, put your hand on top of your head, put your right hand back, put your left hand back, click, click. No. I mean, you can't have only but so many scenarios and so much training will get you, you can learn the job. But there's plenty of blame to go around. But first blame goes to the cops, first and foremost. They were there. I mean, besides being members of the service, they're human beings. Second of all, they are all men. Cop or no cop, they are still men. They're still human beings. And nobody should throw water at anybody and get away with it, especially if you're in a position of authority. I mean, but as you're, as a former police officer, I mean, screw the camera, screw the media, screw whatever actions. I mean, even when I was on the road, so to speak, with Abner Lima, Amadou Diallo, and you know, the in New York City is about to burn, I still did my job. But these guys, you know, while worried about, you know, what's going to happen. Now, Officer Darren Wilson of the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department is still alive because he did not give up the fight. And again, I did not see, no tactics, no cover, no concealment. They didn't even turn around and just, you know, they just simply turned around or drew their weapon. Better yet, just draw your weapon, shove it in their face. Guess what? They're going to run. Yeah, you might get in trouble. You might get a command discipline, but guess what? You're still alive and you still save face. The next people I want to blame is the police academy. Because these cops, you don't just join the police department, they give you a gun, a badge, and tell you go protect and serve, because the police academy needs a training to do law enforcement. Now, I've learned through various experience in my life and stressful situations, your motor skills just fall apart. And then your brain just goes into almost subconscious mode. It's called muscle memory. That's why in law enforcement training, you do the same thing over and over and over and over again. I remember one time I was in training, and for about 30 minutes, all we did was just practice drawing our weapon. And we got to a point where we drew our weapon and like it was nothing. Same thing with tactics. You get in a situation, first thing you do, get in a defensive stance. That's happened to me a couple times when, just as John Q. Civilian, I had good training where you always have a tactical advantage over your enemy. Now, if you don't have an enemy, then you just, you know, your use of force continuum goes lower from, you know, deadly physical force to no force at all, or just mere presence. But that's gone out by the wayside. I mean, the NYPD has to give their cops their proper training to prevent officers' injuries or death. I mean, also the cops need better use of their tools on the gun belt. I mean, it's called the gun belt because the first thing you have on it is your firearm. But besides the gun, you have a collapsible baton, a taser, pepper spray, and even a Motorola radio makes a good weapon, and your handcuffs. Because guess what? The handcuffs made out of steel. You know, and the police academy needs to teach these cops, you know, you come first. Your brother officer comes first, you come second, and everybody else comes third. I mean, enough with the community policing training and the diversity training and understanding that, you know, the people you protect might not look like you. Give them courtesy, professionalism, respect. I mean, it works two ways. I mean, first of all, the professionalism. The cops in Brooklyn had zero professionalism, and they had zero respect, because if you face your enemy, they're going to have a little bit more respect for you because they don't have the situation on their hand. Also, Mayor de Blasio, he deserves lots of the blame, because frankly, this man hates cops. I mean, from telling his son that cops are going to kill you because of a skin color to stopping the stop and frisk process, which is, you know, what it is a Terry stop, where the Supreme Court said officers have the right to stop, question, and possibly frisk somebody if they have reasonable suspicion that criminality is afoot, meaning something's going on. Since de Blasio became mayor, 6 cops were murdered in line of duty, and 4 cops killed themselves this year alone. Mayor de Blasio has not given the police department a decent contract, and despite him being claims claims of himself, calling himself a friend of the working man, or we're putting working people first. Well, the cops are working people, and they don't come first. And he's done nothing. I mean, nothing to back his cops up. Eric Garner's a perfect situation. Yeah, it's a bad situation, but here's the thing. Garner was resisting arrest, number one. Number two, Garner was morbidly obese, and he's had respiratory problems. I mean, it runs in the family because his daughter passed away from respiratory illness, and she was not in any way in police custody. Another person to blame is Police Commissioner O'Neill. My opinion, O'Neill is one of the sorriest police commissioners in department history, worse than out-of-town Lee Brown. You got cops eating their guns, and O'Neill was literally apologizing for the Stonewall riots of 50 years ago. O'Neill has the power to change patrol guide, which is the SOPs, which tells cops how to do their job, more or less. He has the power to improve tactics and training. He has the power to make officer safety priority number one. He has the power to back up his cops and just be a leader to his police department. But anyways, we're coming on our second break. I'm going to be jumping on the phone because I have to head to another appointment. But we'll finish up here and talk about what else is going on. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of protests and calls for him to step down, the governor of Puerto Rico has a big announcement last night.
I announce it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor.
Governor Ricardo Rossello, speaking through a translator there, saying he'll step down on August 2nd. That after a scandal involving a group chat that was leaked that showed offensive remarks from Rossello against women, gays, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found injured in his Manhattan jail cell. Not a lot of details released by officials, but reports are he was on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators say they don't know what happened to him, but he's now on a suicide watch. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Some Democrats claiming that yesterday's testimony by the former Russia special counsel Robert Mueller only helps their impeachment efforts. Republicans see it quite differently. Here's House Judiciary Ranking Member, Republican from Georgia, Doug Collins.
Mueller debunked it all. That is put to bed. There's no other Democrat can go out and say, oh, I see collusion in plain sight. Mueller put that to complete rest today. The second thing is, when the Democrats did all of their tricks and their little flower points and said, here was the obstruction, he looked at them and said, I don't subscribe to your theory. That obstruction theory is blown.
Collins was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Meanwhile, House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler says Mueller's testimony shows the president could still face criminal prosecution after he leaves office. For the first time since President Trump last met with the North Korean leader in the DMZ, the Pentagon says the North has launched at least two short-range missiles in recent hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We'll be right back.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Of course you're still listening. This is Peter Stanton. I'm on the phone because I have to make my way to an important appointment. But anyways, we're still talking about the demise of the NYPD. We blame the mayor. We blame the cops. Blame the police commissioner. And also we want to blame the media. Of course, the media is very, very anti-cop. Always has, always will be. So, of course, you see what happened. You saw what happened with Eric Garner. You saw what happened with Michael Brown. You saw what happened with Trayvon Martin. And any other situation where the police department is dealing with a person of color and it does not, it ends up bad. Guess what? The cops are always wrong. They hang the cops out to dry. Those, and then, God forbid, there's a line of duty death, and they'll put a little blurb in it for Officer so and so. He served this community very well. But anyways, since the viral video that happened from Harlem and Brooklyn, there's been more videos put out. There's two transit cops on a train. Some guy was telling these cops to, perform a homosexual act on them, more or less. And as he's doing it, he's saying freedom of speech. Now, to me, back in the day, you sitting there screaming obscenities, telling people you want them to do something to you that's homosexual. You know, that's known as disorderly conduct. But again, somebody just had a phone out because everybody's got a phone and they refuse to do anything about it. And then two other cops, two females about 5 foot tall apiece, walking down with a look like coffee or something. These street urchins are all ganging up and started throwing water on them. But guess what? Unlike the two cops in Brooklyn, these females stepped back and got away from the situation. Anything else you want to add to this horrible, horrible disaster up in New York?
Well, you know, like you said a few minutes ago, when we discussed this earlier in the week, you know, when a police officer shows up to a scene and the NYPD has been sending two officers for the past 40 years, they used to ride one at a time, and stuff like this didn't happen. Then police officers were getting bombarded with rocks and, you know, attacked in various instances. Now you have two officers. It looks like we're going to have four officers go to any given situation at the same time. If there's a call, if 75 George, which used to be my radio signal, if 75 George is going to a 911 call, you know, 75 Mary is going to go to at the same time, because it seems that two officers can't handle the situation anymore because there's no respect. You know, these guys, like you said, they didn't, you know, call for an 85, which is call for assistance. You can call 85 forthwith, or you can call an 85 to show enforcement. Okay. The cop that's going to respond to you is going to get there damn quick, you know, in either regard. And I've called a few 85s in my short career. And you know, your brother officers and sister officers will show up and help you out, but you know, you got to help yourself too. You know, you got to get this stuff done. Call an 85 forthwith if you're in trouble. Call an 85 to show enforcement when trouble is brewing, to get them to stand down when 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cars show up, even from your sister precinct across the way. They'll come also if you're in trouble. And these cops were in trouble from the get-go, it looked like. I just don't know what else to say. You know, the police academy is a fine institution, but the politics is getting in the way of good police work. People don't want to lose their jobs because they might say the wrong thing. People don't want to lose their jobs because they're a threat standing there because they got a gun on their hip. You know, this nonsense has got to stop, and this is all throughout the entire country. We have people on the left, you know, asking criminals to commit crimes. you know, telling ICE where they're going to, telling the public where ICE is going to be next. These things just are out of hand. You're in charge. You can be nice until it's not nice, not to be nice anymore, until that time. You could be nice. You know, you could take a step back. That's not a show of cowardice. But take control of the situation in one form or another. And if you've got to arrest somebody at gunpoint to hold off the crowd, well, you speak your mind. You say, the next person that steps up, I'm taking that as an assault, and I'm going to shoot you. And then shoot them. Because if the crowd turns on you, I mean, these cops are absolutely lucky that it was just water that they got thrown, that got dumped on them. I mean, it could have been urine, it could have been feces, it could have been rocks, you know, airmail from the roofs, what we used to call airmail when people were throwing stuff off the tops of the buildings, you know, 5-gallon paint cans come crashing down. It's, you know, these cops are very lucky it was just water. However, I don't know where these guys are going to be able to go to work because ain't nobody going to work with them. Can't trust them to back you up. You know, these guys are stuck with a label. And, you know, as far as I could see, it's a shame that their careers are pretty much, you know, over. It'll always be right. Those are the water cops. Those are the water cops. You know, way back, I don't know if you remember, way back in the 80s, there was a female officer that posed for, what was it, Hustler or Swank or something? So some rag porn magazine. And that girl couldn't do anything after that came out. She couldn't go anywhere. She couldn't be anywhere. I think they stuck her in one police plaza in a desk in the corner somewhere. And she finished her career. I don't know if she retired or what, but oh my goodness. You know, same thing with me. Same thing with you. You know, when my face was plastered all over the newspapers, you know, I really couldn't go anywhere. But, you know, not to compare myself to anybody else, you know, I wasn't a coward.
Right.
And, you know, Sylvester Stallone said in Nighthawks, you know, held at gunpoint, he had to say out loud that, you know, they run the city, the criminals run the city, and the police are cowards. You know, I'd take a bullet in the head before I said that. But in this case, you know, proof is in the pudding. Or on social media, so to speak. So, yeah.
Right. While we talked about the transit cop in Manhattan some time ago, he had four or five skulls coming up to him. And guess what? He pulled out his baton. He took a defensive stance back. He put his strong foot backwards, weak hand forward, and he was going to town. And we praised him, but we didn't praise him because if he stuck his gun in one of the mope's face, guess what? Things might have changed. But he got an award for not pulling out his gun. And you know, he's lucky to be alive because I know with that cop had the baton and had them four guys at bay with just a collapsible baton. If that didn't work, if they kept coming forward, he probably would have pulled out his service weapon and went to work. But you know, that's the state of modern policing. Because I mean, I thought if you go on our Facebook page, you'll just see everybody active in prior law enforcement. Just speeches is just disgusting. But you know, that's 21st century policing. But anyways, well, another thing that they this is why. We brought Sean Berger on board because it was 5 years ago, next month or this month, he was fired for saying the reason why there's a lack of respect for law enforcement in the black community because of lack of fathers. And he was 110% correct. And he, you know, I've known him for 5 years and he's never been wrong. So, you know, Sean Berger, he says something 100% truthful. He gets fired. But you know, that's a crazy liberal world we live in today. But anyways, another thing the cops need to worry about is social media. Now, Walter and I are no longer associated with any law enforcement agency whatsoever. So we have this great radio show. We have our Twitter page that you know we're still on there at 75_show until. we put something there that, you know, offends the Twitter police, and we have our Facebook page, 75movie/75radio. But anyways, 13 Philadelphia City cops and 50 others are in big trouble because of things they post on social media. And there's a group called the Plainview Project out there. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Plainview Project and anything else we can be able to squeeze in. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Back in the last segment, this show flew right by. But anyways, officers, deputies, constables, marshals, you need to watch yourself even closer, especially with social media, because this group called the Plainview Project was able to get 13 Philadelphia police officers fired and another 50 suspended and modified duty because of their social media posting. Now, those out there in law enforcement, you know, be proud of whatever agency you work for, but don't put it on social media because most of us are conservatives, most of us are patriots, most of us you know, love what this country stands for. But think about this. Your local agency is paying you, putting a roof over your head, putting food on your family's table, and taking care of health insurance costs when you go to the hospital doctor. But Facebook's not paying you. Twitter's not paying you. Instagram's not paying you. So stay off of social media. If you have to, if you got big mouth like me and Walter, put a different job. Say you're a garbage man or a lawyer, because again, it's not worth getting yourself fired and over something stupid. Because again, people on the left hate you. I seriously doubt the Plainview Project is patriotic to support military and law enforcement. No, they don't. They hate the cops. They're looking to get people fired because of so-called racist tweets. And also, if you put these tweets up there or something on social media, guess what? That's going to jeopardize your credibility when you testify. So if you can't testify because your credibility is in question, guess what? You're no use to that agency. And I'm sure you don't want to give up that nice government job for some stupid tweets. What do you got for the next couple minutes?
You know, just what we've been saying. I understand the political, I'm going to call it the political insane asylum these days, is just overflowing. It's so far left, it's ridiculous. And, you know, like you said, you know, these people want to make sure that they have a job to go to tomorrow morning. And, you know, if somebody's going to do this, you know, to me, you know, job be damned. You know, I don't think I'd get water thrown on me if I was, you know, a switchboard operator or, you know, these guys, when they start out, I believe that most people want to be police, you know, like me and you. And things happen on the job where you can't be police anymore. Things you do. But they allowed this to happen to them. And I I'm going to end my segment with just speechless. Speechless. I want to see how this pans out and what the end of the road is. Or what's down the road for these officers who allowed this to happen to them. But anyway, I'm about done with that for now. it's out there on social media. You can see it. You can see all the comments. You can listen to our comments, you know, other stations and other platforms are speaking about it. And I'm just past it right now. I'm past it. Let's talk about 7-5 racing for a minute, if that's okay.
Yep.
Okay, our not-so-sexy intern who is on his way back or just got back from vacation, Mr. Mike Guerin, spent the week on the west coast of Florida, and looks like he had some fun times. He was hanging around with the female volleyball team down there trying to pick up some tips on how to be sexy. But I don't think it worked. I don't think it worked. You know, God bless him. You know, he's doing a fine job helping us out. And I am trying to make it August 3rd to the I-75 Speedway in Sweetwater, Tennessee. I'm trying to get that afternoon and evening free. We're giving away, or helping the I-75 people give away backpacks and school supplies to, you know, under-resourced children. It prevails to be a great night. The drivers are involved. The staff is involved. 7-5 Racing, Radio Racing is involved. Mike is going to be there. I hope he, you know, didn't take any lessons of maybe wearing a bikini or anything to be more sexy. And I think he'll be there, I think, fully dressed, which would be just fine. He'll be covering his sweater with a 7-5 Radio t-shirt, and we will enjoy the evening. We will enjoy the evening.
Right.
Anybody in earshot of Sweetwater, Tennessee is close by, you know, I drive about 100 miles to get to Sweetwater. So, you know, come in You know, enjoy the drivers. You can talk to the driver. You can actually talk to the drivers. You know, they're not hidden away from the cameras like in NASCAR. They're not hidden away from the public. You can talk to the drivers and watch them get their cars ready. They'll talk to you if you got questions. There's plenty of food over there. You know, it's just a good night. It's a family night. No alcohol is served, and it's a family night. So bring your kids. Right. We're giving away about 100 backpacks and school supplies. So come on down.
Right. And also, check out social media, because on Saturday the 27th, supposedly the not-so-sexy intern will be at the Blue Ridge Raceway in northwest Georgia. So he might be there. I haven't confirmed with him, but check social media. On Saturday, the 27th of July, Blue Ridge Raceway in Georgia. Good chance our Mike Garen will be there. Also, keep posting for August the 3rd for Mike and Walter Yerkew. I mean, we had the owner of 75 Raceway, Mike Robinson, last week. He's a great guy. He's a patriot. So it supports 75 Racing, support Topless Outlaw Dirt Track Series. You know, we're in this together, folks. Again, nobody takes a knee for the national anthem. They pray before the race. They pray for the safety of the drivers. And it's good family fun. And also, if you got a couple coins, donate for the backpacks, because we're giving – these backpacks are going to people who love law enforcement, who like Walter and myself, and stand for what we stand for. You're not giving some kid in the ghetto whose daddy's locked up because he's throwing water on cops. Anything else, Walt, the last couple minutes?
You know, that about covers it. We're, you know, trying to get things together, you know, some promotional stuff. We're going to have Mike is going to be handing out the $50 cash prize to the best-looking car before the races start, because, as you know, you can have the best-looking car, might roll over two or three times, God forbid, and become the worst-looking car.
Right.
You know, and, you know, there's a trophy that represents a car door with our logo on it, and the Topless Dirt Track Series logo on it. And, you know, it's something to put up on the mantle that people appreciate what you do with your race car. You know, the next thing, you know, we might pick the worst looking car. We don't have them pay us $50, you know. But then again, right. If you got the worst looking car, you probably don't have $50. So, you know, we'll find something. I mean, these guys, you know, our friend Mike, who runs the Dirt Track Series up there, the Topless Dirt Track Series, you know, he said that these cars, you know, even ugly cars got 60, 90 grand in them. And it's quite a feat for these guys, especially, and their spouses. Now, there's a couple of female drivers also, you know, but it's mostly men. And, you know, you really got to give kudos to the spouses who put up with this stuff. You know, they probably spend, you know, all their spare time twisting wrenches. You know, dinner is cold on the table, you know, but, you know, for the fun that they have and the enjoyment that they have on, you know, on the nights that they race, you know, that all, you know, it all falls into place. It all falls into place. So I'm happy to be part of it.
Right. And, yeah, big shout out to Mike Garen for getting us involved. And also Mike from Topless Outlaws for having us and coming on the air. I mean, we're doing good things. We're getting our free backpacks. 75 Raceway is doing something for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And, you know, to be honest, none of us are getting rich. You know, we're not asking anybody to donate to us. All our archives are free. You know, and we're not sitting there hawking books. Now you can buy T-shirts. 75 Radio T-shirts, but again, we're bringing them in real cheap. So, because again, we'd rather get the word out there. Also, check out social media. We're almost up to 500 people. To me, that's a lot, because we yet to strike over 40 on Twitter. speaking of Twitter, look up what's the girl's name? I got it written down. This ghetto creature, who's also a state delegate in Georgia, Erica Thomas, accused a Cuban to go back where she came from. Correction, she said that the Cuban told her to come back where she came from, but It's another Jussie Smollett story, and she got her 15 minutes of fame from the conservative Twitter troll. All right, everybody, this is Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerko. Remind everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. So long.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.